With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. History-making event off the coast of Sri Lanka. The United States submarine has sunk an Iranian warship. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Sri Lanka's foreign minister says its navy received information that the IRS Dena with 180 people on board was in distress and sinking. The island nation sent ships and Air Force planes on a rescue mission. A navy official adds, by the time the ships reached the location, there was no sign of the ship and there were only some oil patches and life rafts. Adding, we found people floating on the water. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, at a Pentagon news briefing, says the U.S. thinks the sunken vessel was the Islamic Republic's prize ship.
Instead, it was sunk by a torpedo. The first sinking of an enemy ship by a torpedo since World War II.
I'm Charles de la Desma.
Senate Republicans voting down efforts to stop the war. The top Democrat implored fellow senators to ask themselves if they stand with Americans exhausted with forever wars. A Republican leader says Democrats would rather obstruct Donald Trump than obliterate Iran's national nuclear program. President Trump, meanwhile, says the United States is destroying Iran's combat capabilities.
Missiles are being wiped out rapidly. Their launchers are being wiped out. They're attacking their neighbors. They're attacking their, in some cases, allies, or not so long ago, allies. And, you know, it's really a nation that was out of control, and they would have used it on us if we let them, if we waited any longer.
President Trump says he will be soon endorsing a Republican candidate in the Texas Senate race, incumbent John Cornyn and State Attorney General Ken Paxton, advancing Tuesday to a May 26th runoff for that nomination. This is SRN News. Indiana protects foster care providers.
New legislation signed by Republican Governor Mike Braun bars the state government from refusing to do business with faith-based adoption and foster care agencies. Indiana lawmakers produced the bill as they watch more liberal states block Christian ministries from placing kids because those ministries do not embrace the LGBT agenda. The new law also protects Christian parents from discrimination within the system. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, the Texas legislature approving a bill last year giving schools the option of setting aside a daily school prayer period. School boards were required to consider whether they wanted to allow the prayer. Most of the state's 1,200 school districts declined the offer. Bill sponsor, Republican David Spiller, though, says some 15 districts decided to opt in. This is SRN News. Well, the Winter Paralympics coming to Cortina, in celebration of their 50th anniversary this week. More from Bob Agnew.
China will be looking to extend its dominance as a Paralympic powerhouse. Ukraine and some other countries boycotted the opening ceremony over the return of the Russian flag and anthem. The games will officially kick off on Friday amid the tensions of the war in the Middle East, which prompted travel headaches for many athletes. Wheelchair curling kickstarted the six-sport competition on Wednesday. Bob Agner reporting.
Aaron Judge will captain a loaded U.S. roster at the World Baseball Classic. The Americans chasing their first title in 9 years. Tourney opens Thursday in Tokyo, then moves on to games in Houston, Miami, and San Juan. Lou Holtz, College Football Hall of Fame coach, has passed away. He was 89. More details, srnnews.com.